This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Venture capital investment in this economy finally topped the peak it hit in the dot-com boom last year. According to the financial data company PitchBook, investors put $130 billion into thousands of companies in 2018, many of which companies most probably aren't going to make it. And some of the ones that go under leave behind a trail of debt. That's what happened with the San Francisco-based food delivery company Munchery, which now owes tens of thousands of dollars to local bakers and chefs. And as Sam Harnett reports from KQED, Munchery's collapse has become a cautionary tale for some other fast-growing startups.
It took almost a decade for Lenora Strada to nurture Three Babes Bake Shop into a business with 19 employees and $1 million in gross sales. She's baked a lot of pies.
These are chocolate pecan pies. And then here we have bourbon pecan pies. We have two kinds of crusts in general.
Strada sells to local restaurants and until recently to Munchery. It sold and delivered prepared food direct to individuals, mostly in urban areas. It made a majority of the food, but also bought some from local bakeries and restaurants. Last Thanksgiving, Munchery ordered 1,000 pies from Strada, and she baked them all herself.
I actually worked the graveyard shift, and my baby at that time was 2 months old. So I left him at home, and I would work here from 10 p.m. until 8 a.m., just keeping the ovens full.
She says Munchery owed her $20,000 for the order, but the check never came. In mid-January, Munchery closed, and Estrada says the company didn't tell her and other vendors it was shutting down. She says she only found out because she'd once used Munchery as a customer.
I've purchased a sandwich from them before, so I'm now on their listserv, and I received an email from them at the same time as all the other customers of theirs saying that they regretted to inform us that they were closing down.
Munchery started in 2010. Over the last 8 years, it expanded to a handful of major cities, including San Francisco, Seattle, and New York. It raised $125 million in venture capital, which it socked into things like pie orders and advertising.
Munchery's mission is to make real food an easy choice for people who want delicious and healthy meals. Actually,
when the VC money started dwindling in 2017, Munchery began laying off workers and stopping service in some cities. Munchery CEO James Barriker said in an email to Marketplace that he was negotiating for more venture capital this fall, but it didn't come through. He shut down, leaving vendors with debt and customers with useless gift cards. This kind of high-risk, down-to-the-wire gamble is routine in the VC game, says Mara Zepeda.
That's the business model of venture capital.
Zepeda helped begin Zebras Unite, a group formed by entrepreneurs that is critical of venture capital culture. Zebras Unite encourages tech companies to focus on sustainability rather than hyper-fast growth.
Criticizing venture capital for being too high growth is like criticizing fire for being hot.
In his email, Munchery's CEO Barriker says he realizes how hard this is for local businesses and that he's working on potential solutions, although he didn't specify what those might be. The venture capital firms that invested in Munchery, Sherpa Capital and Menlo Ventures, declined to comment on what happened with the company. With Munchery now closed, baker Lenora Strada is seeking payment from the venture capitalists. She recently held a bake sale protest outside of Sherpa Capital. Speaking at the protest, she made this demand.
What we want is for the venture capitalists or the investors and board members to take responsibility and write a check for the amount of money that we're owed.
Last year was the first time Estrada was able to offer her workers health care, and she planned on moving into a bigger kitchen. Losing $20,000 means she has to put the expansion on hold. People suggested she run a crowdfunding campaign to recoup her losses, but she says it shouldn't be up to her friends and customers to pay for a venture capital bet that went bust. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.